hanging on for a long time.
No, I just got it.
Really?
It is 11:22 a.m. on January 31st, 2018. We'll reconvene with the administrative portion of our meeting. And there are no consent matters. So the first thing up is under discussion, the Cinex pipeline case number 7, PU 17-97. Julie.
Remind me what we were going to be
discussing about that pipeline. Was it just the need for another hearing, work session?
Oh, well, yeah. We hadn't issued an order yet, and we haven't even really provided a draft order. The company has provided a draft order. But okay. We learned more about the percentage of easement acquisition, and we learned about from Zach.
Yeah, and we were going to see if anybody wanted another work session. Was that it, Pat?
I think we do want another work session for sure, but okay. Whether you're ready to go forward or not with that.
With another work session. Like
maybe we could prepare
an order for that.
For the work session.
So, yeah, they have significantly increased the easements. Was it 70-some percent now they have?
73%.
And so I think that I feel comfortable moving to the next step of at least looking at a draft order, assuming they're going to continue to get more easements here and get serious about they can't construct it without the easements anyway, so they got to get them. So, you know, we don't have a hard and fast rule or even any guidelines for what might be a reasonable threshold for easements, and it's I'm not entirely comfortable even coming up with one. The only concern I have is that it's you hear from citizens out there who get kind of pushed around a little bit by the companies saying that we've already got the permit, so this is a done deal, so give us the easement. And so it's sort of like I don't want to be putting landowners in that situation where we've basically put them in a box where they have no choice but to sign the permit because or sign the easement because we've already done the permitting. So it's just the balance. But for me, 73% when they for months and months and months didn't actually move at all, I think that shows some work in the right direction. So I think another work session to review a draft order, I'd be comfortable with that as the portfolio holder, unless somebody else has concerns.
I agree. Hearing none, we'll add that to scheduling.
Perfect. Thanks, Pat.
Yep. Number two is the fee policy regarding the Cherry Creek Pipeline project. Patrick?
Right. So the Cherry Creek Pipeline is a conversion pipeline, and they filed an application fee that was based on the amount of investment in what they're going to add to the pipeline to convert it, and that investment they're going to have to add to the pipeline is $1,800,000. So the siting fee that they filed was $10,000. That's the minimum. If they were to file an application fee based on the entire investment of the pipeline, which is, I asked them that question, and that's $29 million, the application fee would be $100,000, which is the cap. The reason we want to establish a policy here is because with $10,000 that we have now, we can just barely pay for processing the application as I have asked Jack to be the counsel on that one. We aren't able to get outside counsel and still stay under the $10,000 budget. We would not be able to hire any inspection, third-party inspection, to go out and look at the reclamation work that has been done on the existing pipeline. So that's why I'm here, is to find out if the commission is interested in having a policy that the application fee be based on the investment of the whole project, including what's existing.
So, Pat, we've done a number of conversions. Remind me how we've handled this before, because I know we've talked about this before and run into this snag, and I think we've gone back to companies and asked for a higher fee. Maybe that's been on a case-by-case basis.
It has been. And we have had, you know, a situation where a company voluntarily sent a higher application fee to us.
And how did we set that fee, the higher fee?
It was based on the whole investment.
So there wasn't any sort of a scale in between. It was either
in that
case, the whole investment or just the new investment.
Yeah, and I don't know how we would establish something in between, but...
Well, is it possible to budget what we think it would cost to do the hearing and inspections and ask for something based on that?
We could do that.
Is that a reasonable approach from a legal standpoint?
I think that's certainly acceptable. I think that would, again, put us on a case-by-case basis of making this determination. And I guess I didn't have a discussion with Pat about this, but I kind of just assumed he wanted he wanted to administer this according to, I guess, how we wouldn't have to put a whole lot of thought into come back and keep asking them for money after they provided the application fee. Because they would have to probably give us the application fee. We'd have to come back and review it, create our own cost estimate, then go back to them and ask for the amount.
Well, could the policy be for conversions, the application fee is based on the commission's estimate on actual costs for the hearing process, the permitting process, and the inspection process, and consult with the commission?
Well, I guess right now, as I think about it, the formula for determining the application fee is in the law.
Right.
If the question is about
specifically in the law,
is the investment, which is in the law, it says investment. Is that investment mean just the additional amount that you're adding, or does it mean the investment in the whole facility?
And you
that's
could,
being cited.
You could write a rule that interprets that word, says what you think that word means. Policy is not appropriate because policies apply internally, not externally. Sure. My concern, I raised this with Pat a case or two ago, and because I said we have to have a rational basis for doing two different things with the same kind of application. And so it ended up on admin.
So you think we should... Alana, from what you just said, it sounds like a rule that outlines how we determine what investment is.
I think that's the best way to go. Obviously, the companies are saying, we think investment just means the new stuff.
The new stuff. They've interpreted
that. They send in. The case-by-case could be rolled into that also, but it should end up being in that rule. You know, we are going to look at da-da-da-da-da-da and interpret it to mean. I'm just concerned that we find a path and stick to it.
Yeah.
Can someone give me a little bit of history on this? If it's the full amount, do companies push back? I can't imagine that creates... I realize it's more, but I have a hard time believing it creates a financial hardship for them.
In the past, it's been a voluntary amount that was submitted to the commission. The company agreed that, they would do that. The other thing that the companies feel better about is the fact that we return whatever we aren't using. That helps, too.
We didn't used to.
Right. It used to be that went to the general fund, and that... And none of it was returned.
I think we need to start a rulemaking process on it and at least have explored it.
Yeah.
And so that'll be far too late for this case. But I would think also in any of these cases, we keep talking about how important it is for us to do our best to move these cases along quickly. It seems like everyone else keeps talking about it. If they're serious about moving it along quickly, I would think they would want to make sure those resources are available to us, because if we can't get outside assistance even, and knowing that our staff has several rate cases and all kinds of other projects going on, if they want us to move quickly, we might have to get some outside help, and we don't have the money unless they do something voluntarily, probably. So it's their timeline that we're trying to help with, but they have to help us help them.
I don't see a problem with having an interpretation that we today think the investment is the whole thing. And, yeah, we're working on a rule to make that law, kind of force and effect of law. But I think then we say it each time. So if you had a different pipeline and they sent you a check and you thought it added up to the wrong investment number, you'd be calling them up before it even got filed and saying, you didn't send the right check. I can't take this application. And I think you can do that here, but I just think you probably have to do it, you know, consistently.
Yes.
Makes sense, Alana.
It's kind of interesting. Really, the first question for me is, do we treat them differently when it's a conversion project? And everything then follows suit from there. Even though I recognize that it is different, but to think about that, you know, is it fair to treat it differently, or do we?
That whole investment law was like, if it's a mile long, it's going to be less money than if it's 100 miles long. And so for your conversion, that's not a rational difference, because you might be converting something that's a full-size pipeline, miles-wise. So I think you have a good reason to say, a good basis to say, we think the investment is the whole thing.
I imagine that a construction inspection for an extensive line still could be extremely expensive. I mean, even though it's already been done.
Right.
It doesn't mean they don't have to verify certain things as well.
Right. And same with looking at it as an application, the kinds of things you're looking at as an application. But at this point, I think staff needs the guidance of the commission, how to handle it going forward.
I agree.
So you're suggesting we could determine that it's the full amount of the investment that's at the end plus what they need to add, and then clarify that further in a rule?
Yes.
I would be uncomfortable proclaiming that right here. I mean, I knew we were going to talk about this. I thought it was for this case specifically. I mean, to proclaim that that's how I interpret it, I'd have to go back and read that law. And
That's fine. I mean, we won't get you thinking about it.
Couldn't just say it right now. Okay. As much as I, you know, it would be helpful to us to help them if that's the case, but if that's not what the law says, then I'm not going to say that. So can we proceed on this case without a determination to just contact the company and see if they're willing to do as has been done in other cases with a voluntary increase in their filing fee?
You can do that. I have already done that.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. So then we'll do that and come back with the plan for, I don't know, you want a work session or how do you want to come to a resolution? I'm okay with determining today that we go with the investment on the project as a whole and then move forward with the rulemaking. But if you guys want to think about it some more, how do we get to the point of declaring that and moving forward with the?
Well, I'm fine consulting with the council and reading the law. And then if there's a reason for a work session, scheduling one, but probably can just reach a conclusion by spending that much discussion time.
As long as we can keep the process moving, because it is going to take longer to consider a rule. on how to proceed beyond this. So, and being consistent with the past might expedite the process.
So, would you like this
work session, or do you want to just explore it with council?
No, I don't want a work session personally. Okay.
Do we need to bring it back on an agenda, or?
Yes.
I suppose we'll need to discuss it in a public meeting to come to a conclusion whether it's that's our interpretation or not.
Okay.
Okay. Number three, decommissioning plan and response for Glacier Ridge Wind. Jack?
Commissioners, I think Jerry Lean received a call from Glacier Ridge, and they had some confusion of how they wanted to actually proceed with the decommissioning plan and cost estimate. If you recall, we put out a notice saying we would like existing wind farms to give us a decommissioning plan and cost estimate, all existing wind farms, by July 1st, 2018, coming up this summer. Currently, Glacier Ridge has not constructed. Their facility is not operational. And Jerry suggested that they provide a filing so that we could provide a response. They did that, and they suggested their intention was to, considering that they're not operational, not file a decommissioning plan and cost estimate by July 1st, 2018, and instead provide one in accordance with the rules, which they agreed to and are legally bound to do prior to operation of the facility. I spoke with all of you and over the last couple of days and provided you a copy of a letter response saying that we would be agreeable to that. It does seem to make sense since the purpose of allowing them to have a decommissioning plan and cost estimate after construction and prior to operation was due to the fact that they probably wouldn't have all the costs specifically lined out for decommissioning plan and cost estimate.
In that letter you laid out, do you have it in front of you?
I do have it available.
So in the second to the last paragraph, the second and third to the last lines, there's a quote that Glacier Ridge is agreeing to, and then the quote was provide financial assurance prior to additional on-site construction activities and filing a decommissioning plan and cost estimate for review and approval prior to start of operation. Where's that quote from?
That's directly out of the filing if you look under the case number, Commissioner.
That's what they said?
That's what they provided to us.
I'm fine with this then.
Okay.
Agreed.
Sounds good, Jack. Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you. Number four, motion for continuance of hearing on MDU's natural gas rate increase. Lana?
Yeah, they had a filing based on the tax changes. And I believe, Jerry, do you have some proposed dates from them? The first question would be if you want to grant the continuance, and then we have it on scheduling if you need to pick a date.
And the reason for the continuance had to do with the federal tax?
Yep.
Thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think they had, they just told us last week when they thought that would be filed, when they thought they'd have the numbers to give to advocacy staff, but I don't remember that time frame.
I know, when we were looking at that May for the hearing.
Was anything ever said? How is it that some investor-owned utilities across the country 2 or 3 weeks ago already issued statements with right down to the penny what the rate reductions were going to be based on that, and they were able to figure it out, and this is taking months to figure out?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
For me, part of it would be, and I mentioned this at the opening of the meeting this morning, really, how do they want to reinvest the capital, or does 100% of it go back to ratepayers? And And those are decisions I can't even begin to speculate on. And, is it something in terms of, well, maybe they want to give part of it to employees through wage increases? I don't know. So that's possible. They have to do some more strategizing from within. And I think we also have to be a little bit careful that, what is the overall impact on a customer's utility bill? And even if 100% went back, it's not a huge monthly number. So
this was never collected with the idea that it would help the company meet its needs. It was only collected as a tax to pass along to the federal government. So to me, it's separate from all those cons. Now, could it be used to offset other increases in revenues that they're asking for? Perhaps, but I don't view it as the company's money. It was the government's money all along. It was collected because they needed to pass it along to the government as part of the rate.
And I think right in between those two points, that's a decision we're going to have to make when we get ready to make it. My question, though, is, what is the reason for delaying the original scheduled date for later? Is it because they need time to determine what the savings are going to be from the federal tax rate reduction, or to have more time to figure out potential other alternatives for how to use the money other than a rate reduction? And if it is... the second, then that's one thing. But if it's the first, then I'm still back to my question. Why does it take so long here when some other places around the country, they had it figured out within days?
Assuming they have it figured out correctly.
Yeah. That has bothered me, too. I've heard a handful of those. And even on our conference calls, planning our seminar, there have been some utilities that have already filed, and I have no idea how they could do it that fast. So I can't answer your question. I'm just as confused by it as you are.
It's a complicated equation. It really is, and I'm not defending the company. I want to see as much going back to the customer as possible. No doubt about that. But when you're looking at how does it impact their effective tax rate, they're not even, they're still wrapping up this past year. Depending on their schedule, but year end and that type of thing. But I think it's complicated for any business, frankly, to really drill down in terms of what is the net effect of all of this.
I just wanted to mention that we're going to get comments from the companies by February 15th, and so we might learn a whole lot.
Yeah.
More about that.
Well, so how long do we think we need to put this off, if it's going to be put off?
We have some proposed dates.
What's the scheduled date? Refresh me.
February 28th,
beginning of
so
March.
So don't have to scroll around here looking
beginning
for it.
Beginning of March.
February 28th and March 1 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what's your proposed date, Jerry?
We were given two sets of dates, May 23rd to 25.
Oh, wait. I suppose maybe the potential dates has to do with, right now we're just deciding whether to do a continuance.
Yes.
On the original hearing, not so much.
Yes.
Set the date.
Whether there's a merit for a continuance.
So what's the earliest one? If we continue it, are we talking a few weeks or a couple months?
A couple months.
End of May.
And that's because the company will provide new information, and then advocacy staff needs to dig through the new information.
Right.
And comment on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the parties coordinated some dates, too, so we have suggestions.
I really hate that it's getting that far out.
They didn't offer any April dates, did they? I don't remember any.
There's nothing like in April or something that we can do.
We can go back and ask. I don't remember seeing any.
Or is that not enough time for staff to
process? I think it wasn't
something that comes in the middle of February.
Yeah.
The earliest dates I looked at were considered were started in mid-May.
Well, so first things first, Are you looking for a vote today on the motion to continue?
No.
Or what you, is? What do we need?
You can do the formal motion when you do a new notice, if you do a new notice, but you at least have to say whether you agree to continue it or not, so we know whether to prepare a notice.
I personally agree to grant the continuance for two reasons. One, I want to see as thorough a set of numbers and calculations as possible. And secondly, giving any company the benefit of the doubt, or even individuals, the federal government is not always an easy thing to figure out. So I just want to see the right numbers so we're not going across the same ground again and we're making good decisions.
I'm fine with that, I guess, but when we schedule it, I don't see that that needs to go out until the end of May.
Those are all the dates that we have.
We do have the intervener also, so if we don't choose the dates, and I'm not forcing you to choose them, but if we don't choose those dates, then we will have to go back and get some alternatives.
And that is another thought there, is now that we have an Oh, never mind. I get my cases mixed up.
Yeah.
So okay. What's the information we get in February? What will we have then, February 15th?
We've asked the companies to respond to the impacts of the Tax Reform Act in some way, mm-hmm. I guess. And also, if they want to comment on the accounting that we asked them to do, you know, accounting beginning January 1st, to record the impacts of the Tax Reform Act.
All right.
That was a letter that went out to all of them,
it's
right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So do we think that will basically be kind of the same information that gets fed into the rate case, or will it be more detailed, the stuff that goes into the rate case?
I don't know.
No idea?
I'm guessing it'll be more detailed, the stuff that goes into the rate case. It better be.
Yeah. I anticipate that I believe that even after that February 15th filing, there will be additional filings,
yes,
more than likely after that, with more specific information.
I didn't want to, you know, tell them that they didn't. If they have the information, I think that I'd like to see them provide it on February 15th, but I suspect that they might need more time.
Okay. I'm fine with the continuance as well, and I don't have a huge heartburn of the May dates, just because I want appropriate time for advocacy to evaluate and use expert witnesses if necessary, that whatever info is provided. And the interveners as well.
So we'll move it to scheduling, or it's on scheduling. We'll just
place.
No, that one came off now, Chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, then number five, the topsoil segregation requirements for roads and ditch trenching and pole augering. Jerry?
I'm going to have to ask you to bring that back next time. I just didn't get it done.
So we'll provide a continuance?
Yes, please.
Number six, NSP cases. Alana?
That's just because there's a settlement filed and the hearing will be discussing the settlement, there are witnesses, live witnesses, to be to talk about the settlement. The other witnesses are going to be available by phone, like the staff's experts. And so that's what we're asking, if that's okay. Parties have all agreed to it. They kind of sent a note that that's what was going to happen, and I just thought, well, I should get your blessing.
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with
it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Then we'll move into scheduling matters. Does anything jump out at? I didn't look ahead on these to see if anything seemed like the priority. If not, we'll just go through.
Maybe the Senex pipeline work session, which is the last, which was just added.
Although.
No.
That then we might choose a date. I don't need to be at that one.
And oh, right.
So we might choose a date that then causes me to conflict with something else we want to do.
All right, let's leave that one then.
let's go to number one, the rulemaking on pipeline safety for a work session. Jack.
Yep. Commissioners, we probably do need a work session. We received some comments I was going through and reading through the how I'd write the order. Aside from the comments we received at the hearing, there were two or three filings outside of that, and just to make sure that the commissioners have all the opportunity to consider that and ask any questions with staff about it, maybe a short work session would be useful.
Just remind me what rule we seek to create or change.
We had three rules. One was PAD with the updating the pipeline safety code, PHMSA requirements, Part 193. Was that right, PAD?
193.
All the parts, yeah, to the correct year. The decommissioning plan, there was a waiver in that, as well as the wind lighting rules.
Okay. So do you have a time frame or any dates picked out that you're looking toward?
I saw that there was a work session on the 5th of February, and I think it was listed 1 to 3, the Minn Kota one. I was hoping maybe I could just hop on the end of that one.
That works for me.
What's that date again, Jack?
Sorry. That's February 5th.
Monday. This coming Monday.
Sure. That would work for me.
Are we
going to
need 2 hours for that work session? Right now it shows 2 hours on mine. For the Minn Kota, do you guys think?
I do not see it taking 2 hours.
I don't either.
Not for myself personally, so.
I don't really either. Why don't we reschedule Minn Kota for 1 hour from 1 to 2, schedule this for 2. We should probably let those people involved with the Minn Kota work session know that it may go longer than that.
We could schedule it for 2:15.
Oh, yeah, 2:30. That'd be fine.
If we do go a little longer, this one doesn't start right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say
we scheduled the work session on the rulemaking at 2:30.
Yeah, I was thinking more of an informal hearing where they were going to be participating. There probably won't be that many of them here.
No.
So, yeah, I'm fine with that afternoon. So 2:30 you guys want?
Sure. That sounds really good. And then, Mr. Chairman? If I may, could we move to item number 6, because I know Victor has to get down to the Civic to be on a panel discussion at 1. I have to be there as well, but give you at least you a head start and you can save my seat.
Sure.
Okay.
So right now we have the biannual RTO update meeting scheduled for April 19th. I just found out SPP will not be able to make that date. They proposed a couple of alternates of April 26th or May 10th. Jerry is checking with MISO. I don't know that he's heard back yet.
Well, April 26th is fine with me.
It works for MISO?
Yep.
Which date works for them?
Either of them.
And what are they again, please?
April 26th or May 10th.
May 10th does not work for me, but no. April 26th does.
I am in the same boat.
Okay. Works. April 26th works.
How much time you want for that, Victor?
I believe we usually give each between an hour to 1 to 2 hours. We in the past, I think we
with
do.
Each.
So we give SPP their own time. You know, usually in the morning. I'm just trying to pull up on my calendar what we have on the 19th right now. So we currently have scheduled SPP from 10 a.m. to noon, and then we have MISO from 1:30 to 3:30.
Also, on this agenda, RTO means MISO? I thought this was just a SPP thing.
No, this is
we had been doing them both on the same day right. before.
When I added this, I did not wasn't sure if MISO would be able to do it as well. So that's why I just had.
But they can now?
They can, yes. Yeah, so we can move the entire session rather than moving just one, just SPP around. We can move them both to the 26th. So we would have time of 10 a.m. to noon for SPP and 1:30 to 3:30 for MISO. Or, I mean, we can move those around a little if your schedules would necessitate.
Those work for me. Julie?
Yep, that's fine.
Agreed, yes.
Okay, good.
Great, thank you.
Got it. Did you have anything else in here, Victor, that impacted you?
The hearing for Otter Tail, but that's, I mean, Jerry's got that under control, I think.
Let's just take it next. Oh, wait, we have two of them for Otter Tail. You talking about the input sessions for the rate increase?
I'd be involved in
development tariff.
I'd be involved in both of them, but I'm not sure what dates we have for the economic development tariff.
Do those informals need special dates, or can they just go on informal? Director.
Number two, C2 needs a special date.
Okay. You got a proposal?
For that one? Yes. After February 15th, before February 27th.
Wow, that's some pretty tough times.
Yep.
Say it again, please.
After February 15th and before February 27th.
Oh, my word.
What's after February 27th?
Before 20.
Before February 20.
No, what's after that? Why does it have to be by then?
That's just the information I got from the company. I'm not sure why they didn't have anything after that. I can go back to them and ask them for something after that.
Informal hearing. Economic development tariff. Right? That's the one we're on?
Yes.
What about the 16th?
Doesn't work for me.
Well, I'm gone the week of the 19th, that whole week. That's not to say I couldn't call in, because I probably can, but not on the 22nd or 23rd. Those 2 days for sure I won't.
26th?
That week's kind of a killer for me, too, the 19th. So let's just rule that one out.
What about the 26th, Monday?
The 14th wasn't good. Pat, what's their reason for not having it on the 27th on informal? Just curious.
I don't know.
On the 27th or the 28th, do you mean?
Well, is our meeting the 27th?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's probably why they want it on that meeting, right?
They might want it a decision or something.
Well, yeah. The 26th works for me, if it works for you.
Well, moving it, we have already canceled that informal for the 26th and moved up our budget meeting and director's meeting because I need to leave by right after that. So we can't squeeze it in on the 26th, on the 27th anyway.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't show that on the 26th.
On the 26th, late in the morning?
Sure.
How long do you want to schedule that for, Patrick?
I think an hour is enough.
11 to 12?
Okay.
I don't know if we'll have anything else we squeeze in earlier than that, but does that work for you, Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait a second. We're talking February 26th. When would we be wrapped up?
Noon.
Oh, sure. Yep, yep.
Okay. And then let's just jump down and do the other Otter Tail one, the public input sessions and hearing for their rate increase.
Hearing and public
input sessions. You want to start with the hearing? The date I have is June 18th through the 20th.
When's Mark?
That's early in June.
Okay. Wait, is it in August this year? State
no,
Fair,
it's next
Iowa.
Year.
Oh, okay.
It's in like 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th. Right.
I believe it is. I looked at that at one point. Yeah. I don't recall the specific dates, but that sounds right.
That's what yes. is in my right. my memory bank anyway.
Yeah, usually it's later in June, but
am I right?
This time they moved it up.
Jerry, do I need to be at the MISO board meeting in Indianapolis? I'm going to the one in New Orleans in March.
I think you should go to Indianapolis and skip New Orleans. Overrated.
You know, I think you can get away without.
My thought was two board meetings a year would be good. But I am on the AC committee now, so
yeah,
it might be a bigger deal.
I think you can get away without it. Let's schedule this, and if you want, I can.
Were those the only dates?
Yeah, that's all we have.
So June 18, 19, 20.
If nothing else, you
I did check with the company since they only proposed that one, and just I think it was yesterday they just gave me a couple of alternates the week of June 11th or 25th.
Okay.
Those haven't been shopped around to everyone.
With Pat Ward yet.
Well, the 11th would work for me. I mean, I'm okay either way. If we want to do the 18th, I'm not going to be able to make it to every board meeting.
Should we shop around the 11th date? And then if that works, take it. Otherwise, put it on the 18th.
What are you guys showing?
I'm fine with giving staff this directive. Schedule it for, we need 3 days, right?
We saw 3 days.
Schedule it for the 11th, 12th, and 13th. If that works for the parties, if it doesn't, then the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
I'm fine with that,
without
too.
Without objection. Brian? Or do you have a conflict on the 11th through 13th?
I would have a conflict. I'm just weighing out if it's a large enough conflict to see what the parties, see what the availability is. You know, something always has to give, and you know, as you're talking about. So it's rare that things are just completely wide open and something's got to give. So whatever works, I'll make it work.
We could do that. So the company actually, for those weeks of the 11th or the 25th, they said the entire week. So if the 11th is a bad day, and I don't know what days are that week.
Move down the week, yeah.
Yeah, we could say start on Wednesday the 13th and go through the 15th.
Sure.
Okay.
Does that work better for you, Brian?
Probably.
So try for the 13th through the 15th. If that fails, then the 18th through the 20th.
Okay.
Okay.
So while we're at it, the next question is public input sessions.
And what did you find out regarding availability?
You know, we're kind of in the need to do them in the evenings. I had asked Jerry to try and look for spring break, and she was having some difficulty getting that.
I just want to interrupt a second, Jerry. Are you a ways away from having a recommendation for us that we should just move on and we'll schedule the input sessions later. We can get the notice out now once you determine between each of those two sets of days when our hearing is, and next meeting we'll schedule the input sessions when you have some things clarified. Because I'm hearing a lot of...
I'm thinking we don't need to put the notice out right now. So if you want to bring the input sessions back for next time, we could give the notice on the following meeting after the next one.
We need some recommendations where we're going to have them.
Yeah.
If we don't even have time of day, or let's delay that decision.
And you know, we're having difficulties getting these schools during the day.
And the Otter Tail towns are different than the ones we've used at the last several years for MDU. So,
which towns are they? Jamestown, Devil's Lake?
I think Botno and Wahpeton, too. Did Pascot?
This is the last Otter Tail rate case that we did.
Okay.
Devil's Lake, Jamestown, Washburn, Wahpeton, Bismarck.
Bismarck?
That's because we're here.
Do you want the same towns again? I mean, the more direction we have, the easier it is to get options. So
Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Washburn, Wahpeton, and Bismarck?
Washburn. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds fine to me.
Although, if you live in a lot of communities, would you have to drive just as far as someone from Washburn has to drive to come to Bismarck?
Well, they serve up around Riverdale.
Yeah, you're talking about the other places getting to Washburn, I think. That's the theory, but I don't care.
Have we made any progress on an online option for this? Because for all these towns especially, gosh, it'd be a lot nicer for folks living in Rugby or wherever that they could just dial up from home.
That's
absolutely a great idea to explore options. I mean, whether it's I don't know what the solution is. Obviously, we can Skype in or get on a webinar and interact in many different ways in the business world. And why we can't provide the same thing to individuals that live in remote areas or just choose to stay home? That would be an excellent offering.
I know one of the issues we've had with that is, you know, we could broadcast over our site and give people a dial-in number. But the site, some people have issues loading the video content, depending
what
on their browser.
What about GoToMeeting? I use that all the time for stuff.
That would be a similar type of an issue. Software installing on people's computers sometimes doesn't work. Not saying it's not an option. It's just some people will have issues.
Provided it, though, with backups of, you know, a number of on-site locations that were reasonably placed.
I agree.
It's about advancing, not maybe figuring out a solution for every one out there, which would be in a perfect world, we would. But if we could advance the equation and offer even more access to more people, with the goal of complete access someday. But
look whether eliminating the Washburn site causes some people to have to drive farther than what other people have to drive to get to those other sites, though. I don't know if there's some town that's a real long ways away. I also will say these other various online kinds of meeting things, we also, as opposed to most meetings, have a responsibility to have these things recorded. And so if one person is out there and doesn't mute their phone and has all kinds of background noise and it ruins our recording and we have to do it all over, that's a big deal, too. There's no controlling that.
Well, you can mute lines and then, like on a meeting, a star six to talk.
Yeah, if they do. But if
no,
they
you mute the lines.
Yeah.
The meeting host can mute everyone else on the line.
Block you out
individually.
You can do everybody.
Either way.
Okay. So we'll do the IS meetings later. After all that. Okay, now so Tammy can kick off. We'll jump to back to number three again.
Oh, yeah.
Mike.
Okay. We've got two dates. May 23rd through the 25th. This is allowing 3 days for the hearing. Or May 30th through June 1.
When does the MARC meetings? Oh, never mind. on the wrong day.
June 3rd, 4th, I think.
No, yeah.
Did you say May 30th through June 1?
Yeah.
That would work better for me just because I have my AC meeting on the 23rd. That's a conference call. It's just an hour, but it is right in the middle of the day.
Yeah, the 23rd and that week doesn't work. So what dates did you say was the next week, Jerry?
May 30th to June 1. That would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Works for me.
That works for me.
Yep.
Okay. Time on those?
First thing in the morning.
Nine,
okay.
9 to 5?
Mm-hmm. Sort of first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I suppose just like with Otter Tail, we'll have to set some information.
We've already had those.
Yeah.
And what?
Public input sessions.
Yeah, those should already be set, and they can continue. Did we do them already?
We did them.
Wow.
Yeah, we did those a long time ago already.
Okay, so we got that covered.
Oh, for the MDU case.
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay, so then the next era decommissioning filings.
Okay. The question is, I guess, what's good for you guys? I got some dates here that don't work from the company. And if you pick a date whenever you want to have it, you want to have it sooner, push it out a little bit, or...
Why don't you guys throw out some dates?
Does early March work?
I've got bad days being March 9, 15, and 16.
How about March 8th?
It looks like a good day.
It works for me.
It's a good day for me.
How much time do you want on that, Jerry?
I'd say an hour at least. Can we put it in the afternoon?
Oh, I think we need more than an hour, though, don't we? Aren't there a number of...
There are a number of filings. The plans were all kind of developed in the same way as far as what the costs are. And then the financial security they're talking about is a corporate guarantee.
Well, let's just be safe and say 2 hours.
Better schedule at least 2 hours and hope that we end up leaving some of it on the table.
Sure.
1:30 to 3:30 on March 8th?
Yep, that should work.
That gives you plenty of time to get back?
Yep.
Okay. And I'll have a couple more things to add to scheduling when you get done, but you guys want to schedule that Cenex Works?
Brian's got to get going, but... the Cenex Work Session. Yeah. So, Brian, do you want to throw out, the week of the 19th is not workable for me, but of February. But do you want to throw out some possible dates outside of that? And then I'm in Nehruk the 12th and the 13th as well of February.
Did we reschedule something on March 1st? We had that blocked out.
Oh, yeah, that's formal hearing for MDU.
But that's going to be pushed back.
That should be clear, I think.
It seems a ways down the road. Like, if we could do it sooner, that's a month away. Anytime in February.
Well, the 11th through the 14th is out. The 15th is out.
Probably only need an hour.
16th? Morning of the 16th?
We have a hearing. In, we're out of town for a hearing that day.
We are in the...
February... Oh, 15th, I'm sorry.
15th.
16th, yeah. That would work for me. The morning? Or, mm-hmm. I guess it's...
Yeah, it doesn't have to be...
10?
10 is fine with me.
February 16th at 10. Does that work for Zach? Do we know? I guess we'll have to check, but let's go for it. February 16th at 10 a.m. for the Senex Pipeline Work Session. Okay.
Okay, so you got that done. Really quickly, MISO sent this letter out about the gas-electric interface and MISO's future meeting. I can't remember where it's at in Mississippi. On March 13th and 14th, on the 13th is our regular scheduled meeting on a Wednesday for whatever reason. If we're going to cancel our meeting because someone wants to go, then I'm probably going to go too, but I don't feel real strongly compelled to go. So we're not canceling on my account, but I just point that out. Did anyone intend to go to that?
I do not intend to go.
Nope.
Okay, so there's nothing to do there. And then lastly, I got a letter from Legislative Council. The Natural Resources Committee has invited one of us to come on March 29th. That's also one of our meeting days, to talk to the committee. They have their study, the things it involves is relationship between landowners and the oil and gas industry, the efficiency of the siting process, including timelines associated with notification and permitting, the public input process, and compliance with and the enforcement of political subdivision ordinance, zoning ordinances. I'm fine to do that. It prizes Julie's portfolio, but I guess we just should get back to them with who's going to do it and then how we're going to schedule the calendar meeting.
I guess I'll let you choose whether you want to do it as chair or not, Randy.
Okay, is it okay if we get back to them with, Brian, did you particularly want to do that one, or is it all right if just Julie or I do it? And
that's fine.
I'll work out the schedule and coordinate it so you can get going. And
sure.
We can wrap this up as we go, but because we can discuss scheduling.
Yeah.
Okay,
good. We're wrapped up then. Thank you. We are adjourned.
That was like an old school scheduling. They have been of late. Remember when we would spend an hour in scheduling? On a regular basis. Turn back into